order at 6:02 PM. Moving into agenda item number two, roll call.
Precious?
Here.
Hannah?
Here.
Brianna?
Here.
Ivy?
Here.
The quorum is present.
Moving on to item number three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, I move into agenda item number four, minutes. Seeing as that there are no minutes, I move on to agenda item number five, budget review. Oh, sorry, skipping agenda number item five and moving on to agenda item six, reports of commissioners and assistant director. So item 6A, Ayanna Relaford, Commissioner Relaford.
So the first thing, I'm still working on the diversity day budget report, and I'll share that with you guys later. And I do have a day down, and I'm thinking April 4th, which is a Saturday, and that's like right, not right after spring break, but enough time, because most people have like a minor exams after spring break, so that's enough time. And you guys let me know when you guys email all the for the Multicultural Club Coalition, so then we can like divvy up like who's going to which meeting based on our schedules. And I'm still working on booking the Joe ballrooms and making flyer templates for the diversity event, and I'll show that to you guys, and we can like vote on the best one or have like multiple meetings.
Is there any discussion for Commissioner Relaford to board? So I have some discussion. Have you scheduled a meeting with Ink Block Promotions about mm-hmm. promoting, because they will actually make graphics and all of that stuff for you. So you should schedule a meeting with them. Or, yeah, I can do that for you, and then we can go talk to them together as well. So, were there any other questions for Commissioner Relaford? Okay, moving on to agenda item 6B, Commissioner Tesfaye.
So I looked into the gas station incident that Ayanna was mentioned last meeting, and there was an article posted on like the Reno Gazette Journal, and it was actually the owner of the gas station who posted all that, which was really surprising for me to hear. So like I looked into more articles to see like what his statement was about it, and basically he was like, I respect the police officer, and even though that like the thing that he posted on the his board was offensive, he was like, I just played it as a joke or whatever. So there was a lot of controversy over it. And I guess there was a report of vandalism at the gas station. I think it was on Wednesday. So yeah, they're reviewing security footage on it to find out who like ultimately did it. And also I had a meeting with my three RAs about like having a movie slash like cultural awareness discussion thing, and they told me they were eager to do it, and they'd be happy to plan it out for me, so I'm going to get started on that.
Okay, is there any discussion on the Commissioner Tesfaye's report? Okay, so with the gas station incident, were you the one that brought up essentially the university disaffiliating from that gas station?
No.
Was that you? No, okay. Maybe you could look into like steps on how, like, because I'm pretty sure that gas station is one that's like the university not endorses, but
like,
you know,
I thought it was just because it was like the nearest.
Commissioner Relaford.
That was actually me who brought that up.
Okay.
Sandy and Sandra said that she was going to look into that because that's where Campus Escort fills up at. So maybe you should really talk to Sandra in the center and like Sandy who works at like.
Okay.
So, yeah. Also, I was wondering if maybe with the movie night thing, you could like engage all the students who live at the dorms and not just like students like on the floor. So
for sure.
Like larger, more like campus wide.
Okay.
Definitely. Or even we could like rent out the Joe for the Joe movie theater and be like, oh, this is like a diversity like movie night for like, you know,
for like, you know, because I know they play Get Out at the Joe, I think it was a couple weeks ago or something, but like a lot of the freshmen were still new to like all of it.
Yeah, so you should, so like if you do choose to have it like in the theater, maybe you should like really thoroughly advertise it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions for Commissioner Tesfaye? Assistant Director Nagy.
If you guys want to do that, you should really talk to Monique in the center, because she's been really trying to plan one of those like events
speaker Jackson on the National Indigenous Peoples Day thing.
Okay.
I think we need to stay on that. That was my bad. I meant to.
Yeah.
That's kind of be a position. I don't know why I did that, but
for sure.
I can reach out to Hannah if you like. But I would like you to start. Like, I know you guys don't know, you know, people that well, but I would like you guys to start interacting with more of the people in ASUN so that you can have those connections and be able to make them yourselves rather than, you know, me having to, you know, do that. So. Commissioner Rowe.
Just a quick thing, and maybe, like, if we do get, like, the Indigenous People's Day thing approved, we can come a small event for that and, like, invite, like, the chairman and other people from, like, the colony reservation to come out and speak more about it. Have the public speaker come for that.
Yeah, definitely. Any more discussion on Commissioner Tesfaye's report? Okay, moving on to agenda item 6C, Assistant Director Nagy.
Okay, so I've been drafting up the email to send out to the clubs and orgs for the Diversity Coalition. Director Benjo and I met with Commissioner Adams, and he's going to go, like, finalize a list of who we should send it to. And once we get that email out, I'm giving them about a week to reply to me with their meeting times. And I'll also forward it to all of you, the email we send out, so you know what it says. And then once we have that, we can start discussing who's going to go to what meeting.
Be sure to also CC Sandy.
Okay.
Any discussion on Assistant Director Nagy's report? Okay, moving on to 6D, my report. So a couple of things, like Assistant Director Nagy mentioned, the coalition, I've been working with her and Commissioner Adams on that, and hopefully we can get that up and running. The plan is to start official meetings next semester, so we're just going to see how that goes. Hopefully we get a good response time to the meeting time so that we can get going into meetings and stuff like that. Also, I've really been working on trying to get a call-in display or structure, like how they're kind of doing Democracy Plaza in front of the KC, doing that. So I think I'm going to set up a meeting with President Mark Johnson to talk about that even more, to see, you know, where funds would be coming from, stuff like that. But I basically want, like, a display of some sort to kind of outline, you know, the university's pride in Colin, because I think the university claims to be, you know, proud of him and stuff like that, and I think we need to do some actions to support that as well. Besides that, I'll talk about the police event and our old business, but that is it for my report. Is there any discussion on my report? Yes.
The meeting that you have with the president, will it just be you, or will it be all of us?
I think the initial meeting will probably just be me, and then as we go about it, it'll be a collective thing, essentially. So, any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item number 7, old business. Item 7A, our police event, so that was last Tuesday. In the Blind Onion, it went really well. There was a good attendance. There was 12 officers from UNRPD, including Chief Garcia. It went really well. Students asked questions, they talked about it, and yeah. Thank you to Commissioner Relaford for being at the door for that. I appreciate that. And was there any discussion on the police event? Yeah, but yeah, overall it was a good event. I would like us to do more events like that.
Yeah, you're perfect.
Okay.
Great job.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 8, new business, 8A, department goals. We're going to skip to agenda item 8B, which is the approval of budget for the department, polos and jackets. so that is attached to your agenda, and I guess we can look over it before we move to approve it. So each commissioner and the assistant director will be getting two polos, a black one and a blue one, and they are each $43.15, and then each commissioner and assistant director will get a jacket at $47.76. So the total is $449.94. Is there any discussion on the polos and jackets? And we're getting them from the Nevada Wolf Shop. Seeing none, I seek a motion to approve the budget for the department polos and jackets.
You just say so moved, if
yeah.
You want to move?
Yeah, or like I move to approve.
Okay, I move to approve.
I'm seeking a second.
Second.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So now you would move into discussion, if there's any discussion.
We do discussion after.
Yeah, usually.
Oh,
it's okay.
Okay.
There wasn't any, so you could say seeing no discussion, who votes in favor?
Okay, seeing no discussion, we'll go into a roll call vote.
You don't need to do roll call. You can say all those in favor, say aye.
Okay, moving to a vote, all those in favor of the budget for department polos and jackets, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, the budget is approved for department polos and jackets. Moving on to agenda item number 9, open discussion, comments, and announcements. So here, I guess, if there's anything that you guys would like to discuss, is there any open discussion? It could be about anything at this point. Assistant Director, maybe.
I think since we want to get the Diversity Coalition up and running next semester, are we able to interview for interns for next semester? To have more people for it?
I think the intern situation. Sandy wanted to open back up the internship application for like our department, but I don't think Chief of Staff Bradley wants to do that. And I think it would be a little bit complicated. So I think looking into opening it up for next semester would be a good idea, just
mm-hmm.
to kind of start that. So that's definitely something we can work on, because as of now we have Samora and we have Jaquila Hall, but with Jaquila it's just very strange because we never, you know, I never interviewed her, nothing like that. So I will need to follow up on that, because I'm still just very iffy on how
mm-hmm.
that whole thing works. But if we do, I think we're just going to have to start with like an official internship program next semester if we do decide to open back up an application for that internship.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Something I didn't mention, the Northern Nevada Diversity Summit, which is next semester, there are calls for proposals, so that's where, you know, students can apply to present boards or research or whatever the case may be on anything diversity. It's a huge long-day summit, so they'll be able to present their findings or their work or anything in regards to their major in regards to diversity and inclusion, stuff like that. So there are calls for proposals for that. I will send that all to you guys so you can send it out to your constituents, and hopefully we can get it. And then also, I've been working with Patricia Richards and Sandy to find a speaker for the Northern Nevada Summit. We have a couple of names. It's kind of just about reaching out to them and finding out what their prizes are and getting contracts going and stuff like that. But I'll have more for you guys on that in next meeting. And speaking of next meeting, so Fridays at 1 are usually good for everybody, right? So do you guys prefer Fridays at 1 or Mondays at 6? Friday?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so then on that note, I don't know if we would need to have a meeting this Friday, because we're here right now. So is next Friday okay with everybody?
Next Friday's a holiday.
Oh,
maybe we could like team up with Able and we could like publicly like advertise that and get on like a larger platform.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think a lot of organizations are actually doing that, which is really good. Having these kind of dialogues and, you know, talks about stuff like that. So if we could, because I know we do, ASUN, the center does diversity dialogues, ASUN does, you know, smart talks with Ledge Affairs. So I think finding a way to, you know, like advertise all these small clubs and, you know, their events would be a good idea as well.
Want us to speak to about that tonight or wait till we have a more solidified plan or just like give her the idea tonight and then come back with her with more solidified details?
I mean, yeah, you guys are, you're free to discuss it and then just let us know from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other discussion at this time?
Blaine Harding is hosting for PRSSA, like a fireside talk, Wednesday at 6.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'll send you guys in the group me info on it.
Yeah. Okay. And then Phi Beta Sigma has a lot going on Saturday as well. They have their alumni chapter chartering in the morning. I think that's at noon. They have their new member presentations for their undergrad chapter. I think that's at 2:15 p.m. And then they also, and then Stouffer Talks is Saturday night at 7, I believe. Yes. Also, it is International Education Week. So, Night of All Nations, I believe it's on Friday. It's at Friday. It is $5 for students, $8 at the door. And it's in the Joe Ballroom, so Friday night. It's also National Heritage Month, so look out for all the different events that are happening and, you know, spread the word out because we're trying to get these smaller events bigger. So I know the center is putting on National Heritage Month. They have a lot going on as well. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item number 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll